But I just want to remind you that we have not been hungry for the Quran. All year, we haven't been hungry for the Quran. And today, in our days of fasting, our hunger is for food and coffee and tea and water. But we want to be hungry for Quran. We want to be of those who goes to the Mus'haf, goes to the Quran. Hey, I just is so happy to have the opportunity to sit and read it. Smelling the pages of the Mus'haf. Go to the Quran hungry for a recitation. Switch your hunger. Take that hunger that you feel for food and ask yourself today, get curious, why don't I feel hungry for dhikr? I know I'm not making enough, I'm not full of dhikr. Why am I not hungry for Quran? I know I'm not reading enough to be full of Quran. Why am I not hungry for tahajjud? I know I'm not praying enough to be full of it. Why am I not hungry for those spiritual things? Do I have a spiritual illness? Do I have a spiritual illness that is stopping me from that spiritual hunger? So, go to that spiritual self and fill that, find the hunger and fill it. And be hungry. This is the other thing. In other words, when we say be hungry, we should mean it. Which is, on one hand, be hungry in the day. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of being hungry. Are you a little tired? Alhamdulillah for being tired. Well, it's a blessing to be tired for Allah's sake. And also, be hungry spiritually. Be the person who hungers for Quran. Be the one who hungers for dhikr. Be the one who hungers for tahajjud. Be the one who hungers for closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A real hunger that pulls you along the path.